Hey guys, welcome to my mind. I hope you're staying sane and you are staying safe. So today I'm going to be talking about friendship and the pressure it comes with. All right? By the way, welcome to episode 9. Okay. So friendship is a mutual feeling of affection between two or more people. And we all know that friendships are very vital in life, all right? The friends you surround yourself with could tell the kind of person you are. Your being could easily be predicted by the kind of company you keep, by the kind of friends you keep or you have. They say, show me your friends and I will tell you who you are. Do you understand? So it is very necessary to choose your friends or choose the people you surround yourself with, or you surround yourself with scrutiny. Sometimes we make friends with people and realize we are just the ones in the boat or in the ship. Friendship works both ways, all right? If you're not getting the same energy you are putting in, if you're not getting the vibe you're putting into the friendship, I think you should just withdraw, because really you're just alone in the ship. Because no one deserves to feel as though they do not matter. I hear people say they are like an island, you know, they say stuff like that. But the truth is, even an island is surrounded by water. And also, there's this pressure that comes with friendship. That is why I strained when I said, choose the people you surround yourself with. Choose your friends with scrutiny. Select your friends, or pick them. Pick your friends as though you're picking beans. You know, with patience. You take your time doing it. So you don't pick stones instead of... You don't add stones to the beans. You know how it feels. Okay, so there's this pressure that comes with friendship. Say you're in a gang that picks papers on the floor, and okay, note, I'm just trying to use the easiest example, right? So let's say you're in a gang that picks papers on the ground or on the floor, and you're like, nah, I don't want to do that. I have morals and I have teachings, and it's just not right. And they're like, no, just do it. Everybody do them. You understand that stuff, that kind of stuff. And you're like, okay. You know it's bad. Deep inside you, you know that it's bad. But just because your peers, just because your friends are doing it, you also want to follow the trend. You want to feel among. You don't want to seem as though you're the bad one or you're the too good one in the group. Okay? Which somehow, when you do that, you might end up regretting later in life. So I'm saying again, pick your friends. I won't tell you how to do that. I will not. When you're in a gang that wants to make it later in life, there's this push. You also want to be better. You don't want to be the one behind. There's also a saying if you have 9 friends and they are successful, try to be the 10th. So I hope you've learned. I hope I made sense. Like I said, you're just in my mind, or you're just in my head, and these are my thoughts. They're a little scattered, but I hope you could pick out one or two things from it. So, Have yourself a very good day or a very good night. Follow me on social media via or at truthsinb.w. Share this message or share this podcast or this episode with your friends, and keep staying safe. Goodbye.